Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome to episode 38 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We are about to take a sip of a limoncello spritz. So before Allie tells the story of where the lemon, should we try it before we talk, or should we talk first?
Let's talk first.
Okay. So we were, last week, before last week's episode, we were browsing Vinny's, which we talked about, and we had the sangria. And then Allie goes, before we picked out the sangria, Allie was like, what if we make an Aperol spritz? And I don't like Aperol. Like, I don't like an Aperol spritz.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I just saw this cute recipe online for a limoncello spritz. What if we do that?
Love a limoncello spritz.
And then Allie was like, well, I actually have limoncello at home.
Yeah, so Sydney Wade, who's my roommate, whom I talk about all the time. Again, every time I talk about her, I'm like, she needs to just, like, come on this, like, because we do it once a week now.
So what if we do, like, post-Italy with her because she also just went?
That would be so fun. Okay, okay, so anyway, if you're listening, we're doing
that's
that.
That's the plan.
Anyways, so when she went to Sorrento, they did, like, a limoncello tasting thing, and she brought me back, like, a little mini bottle of it, and it's so cute. And so we thought, what, and she told me to make a limoncello spritz, so I'm like,
oh, she told you to use it for that. Oh, yes. That's perfect.
So what better opportunity to do that than the podcast.
Perfect. So the recipe I follow.
Should have waited to do the episode
with her.
But it's fine. It's fine.
We can also make Aperol spritz for her episode, or limoncello spritz for her episode too. Yeah. So it's limoncello, club soda, and Prosecco. So cheers.
Cheers. Let's give her a try.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Oh my gosh, so good.
It's so refreshing.
That is like a great summer drink. And I'm not, y'all know, I'm not a huge bubbles fan. I'm okay if it's not the whole thing. And there's had some ice in it, so it helps, you know, make it not quite so bubbly. Oh, it's so good. All right, I feel like this episode is gonna be very dance heavy. We have multiple dance things.
Wait, speaking of drinks though, before we move on. So today I went to our Lindsay, who's been on the podcast before. Her best friend Brooke is like getting married in September, and I'm doing her wedding. So we went to her bridal shower today, and they had sangria, and it was the best sangria I've ever had.
Like a white sangria?
It was a white peach sangria. Like, no offense, Mom, but it's shit on hers. I looked at Lindsay, I goes, this shit's on my mom's. She goes,
oh, she can't say that about her future stepmother.
But like, honestly, like, but yeah. But like we said, I'm like, she needs to make it stronger or something. And that one was just like so like ice heavy, and like it was like light and like had a
sweetness. Did you get a recipe?
No, because it was from like Cooper's Hack.
Oh, it was at Cooper's. Oh, I love Cooper's Hack.
Yeah, the food was really good.
We had Cooper's Hack.
We had like the pretzel roll, and then like we had a Caesar salad, and it was like a creamy pesto Caesar dressing, like yum. And then I got the Parmesan crusted chicken. It was like a full like sit down, yeah.
Wow. Not like the Caesar salad we got last week that had actual anchovies on it.
Right, oh my God. But okay, so I was just telling Lincoln this story about the bridal shower, but I didn't finish it. I don't know why I didn't finish the story. But anyway, so.
Because we walked in here and started recording, but now you can tell the story here.
Yeah, so.
Because it's a cute idea.
They had this really cute game, and I think that like bridal, like shower games are like really cute, but I think this is when it's just like a good idea. So basically they had bingo, and it was a blank bingo sheet, and you wrote down like what you think the
gifts
couple,
were gonna
yeah do. The couple was gonna open for the gifts, and like obviously a lot of them were like Crate and Barrel boxes, so like you were putting like pots and pans, like all this stuff, whatever, and then you fill it out, and then when they open it, it makes it more fun when they're like opening gifts, because sometimes, you know, you're just kind of like watching and you're like,
I personally think opening gifts at a party is awkward.
Yeah, I think it's always been awkward. Yes. But I think this is just like a great way to like
make it fun.
Right. So I won. I got bingo.
Of course you did.
And the winner got like a lottery card. And everybody, there were other people who won too, but didn't win until the last gift was open, because everyone knew it was the KitchenAid. And like, but I honestly got bingo like three more times. But I didn't, I could only win once. And I won $10.
I love that for you.
So. And the last bridal shower was that I also won the game. And that was like 75 people. This one was like 20.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. You could also do that for baby showers. Mm-hmm. You could do that for a lot of anything that you were going to open up gifts at.
Yeah, and I think they just like, you know, just made it.
That's
like
such a piece of clever paper. Idea.
Yeah, I love it. And then we got like, the theme was Brooke is scooped up. So we had like these little
ice cream
things and like a little ice cream soap, and there was a sundae bar.
Oh, that's cute.
And
I know I said vases. Before, I think bridal showers are kind of silly, but that's, I like a good theme.
Yeah, and the vase had like rainbow sprinkles and then a cone, and then the cone was flowers.
Oh.
So it was really cute.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so speaking of parties then, before we go into dance, one of the things I had on my list was, let's talk a little bit about Lila's birthday.
Okay.
Because I would love to crowdsource if anybody else has any fun ideas.
Yeah.
So, I cannot believe that my daughter is about to be one. That's, I just can't. And so, the theme for her birthday, because her name is Lila and we live in Chicago, is Lilapalooza. And, were you going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, like, I do have to shout out Sydney Wade on this part too, because that was her idea.
No, it wasn't. Mark made Sam a shirt.
Yes, but Mark knew about it because of Sydney Wade's birthday.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Sydney Wade's been doing it for like...
I know she has, but I don't think Mark made the shirt because of Sydney Wade's birthday theme.
I think he did. I think he did because he thought that was like, yes, 100%. Mark, he loves a good pun. Once he
I know he loves a good pun.
He's going to reuse it.
But... Lilapalooza makes way more sense than Suedepalooza.
Suedepalooza. But it doesn't matter. Like, it worked.
Well, anyway, I don't know that it's sent from that. Yes, Sydney Wade has been doing it as her birthday theme for years. Lilapalooza just makes sense when the original word is Lollapalooza.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And she's a summer baby. Her birthday will almost always fall around or on Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's the other thing, too. Like, Sydney Wade's birthday is April 20th. August 29th, so like it's the same, yeah.
So yeah, Lilapalooza, and Allie designed the invite, which will pop up blurring out the address.
Yeah, shout out to my friend Leah who made
the actual logo.
The logo, she like made the Suedepalooza one, and I was like, can you make this but have it, Lila?
Yeah. So we, in full disclosure, we were gonna record this episode Friday night. We got together. We went for a walk to grab the club soda because it was the only ingredient for the spritzes that we didn't have. And it was so beautiful out that we were just like, oh, let's go grab a drink somewhere outside first. And that was lovely. And then it was just kind of one thing after the other. I'm not going to get into it, truthfully, but we ended up just not being in the mood or having the energy to record Friday night. So here we are on Sunday. While we were sitting there having a drink Friday, me and Allie and Lila, of course, part of the planning committee, talked about her birthday, and we have some cute ideas, but we would love if you have any suggestions for, we're going to do a little bit of leaning into like the music festival theme with like VIP badges, maybe a stage, some microphones, like that kind of vibe, but then also just kind of like bright colors and then like things about Lila. So like it's a first birthday, obviously I'm going to get a banner that has like pictures from 1 month, 2 month, you know, so on and so forth. We're going to do kind of like carnival style food, hot dogs.
I suggested, yeah, like pretzels, a hot dog bar.
Yeah. And then we want to do some sort of like specialty drink, but I have not figured that out yet. So.
Yeah.
We also, after this, may go walk around Michael's and see if we are inspired by their like party aisles. I always forget. Same with like, I don't know where there's a party city in the city.
Oh, it's right on Fullerton.
It's driving though, not walking.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for today. But just going to stores in person to like shop for things. Like, why do I just always feel like I have to buy stuff online nowadays?
I've like never been like an online shopper type person. Like,
right.
I always like to go like in to.
And I do too, but I forget about that as an option, which is
no,
so
I know
silly.
That's fair. Me too.
But we have this like shopping center near my apartment that is, well, it's a DSW, which we don't need to go to. It's Michael's, which there's nothing we need at DSW. Michael's to get some inspiration potentially for Lila's birthday, and then is it TJ Maxx or Marshall's? I can never remember. It's a Marshall's on top. And we were talking about we need a little table right here in between us for our drinks.
So. Like literally, like I think we would finish these so much less fast, if that even makes sense.
If
I wasn't constantly holding it, like I'm always like drink, and like.
Which, by the way, because that little bottle of limoncello was so tiny, it made like a half-ish of a drink for each of us.
This is so good.
No worries. We brought the prosecco with us.
Even though I literally was like, I'm not drinking. Like, I can't because, like...
Whatever. It doesn't matter. She is drinking now.
Why do I just go so hard?
Did you go hard last night?
I didn't go not hard last night. I was at Redhead Piano Bar.
Allison Claire.
Okay, wait, let me explain though, because I was really upset last night. So I go to Redhead. Also, the reason why I have my glasses on top of my head is because I've been wearing sunglasses on top of my head all day.
So you got like funny death.
Now I just have these like horns, so I have to keep whatever.
Wait, are you not going to start at the beginning of your night? No.
No, well, I was out for my like coworker and good friend Alyssa's birthday, and then we went to Lola's restaurant, which is in West Loop, but it's kind of like off Randolph.
Okay.
I think it's newer. It was really good. Like, we got like truffle fries, like spinach artichoke dip. Me and one of the girls split, like, I got rigatoni and she got the prime French dip, which sounds like a weird combo, but, and then we split them. And, like, I think it was good.
Okay.
You know? We went back to her house, drinking a little bit, took pictures, she did cake, whatever. And then we went to Goodnight John Boy, which I've talked about before. It wasn't even 10:30 yet, and it was the longest I had ever seen that line in my entire life. I was like,
yeah, no.
By the time we get up there, it's going to be like after midnight. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, well,
we can hop on the other side of the highway real quick.
It's Saturday. We can go to Redhead. Redhead was packed. And the bouncer at Redhead like looked at my ID. He goes, "Holy blonde, Batman!" And it was the same. He said the exact same time last, the exact same thing last time. I was like, "You said that last time." He goes, "Well, it's true." And I'm like, "Okay,
thank you, sir."
I'm like, "Cool, I'm gonna go.
Now. I'm gonna get in now."
Yeah. Yikes.
You need to get an updated license, clearly.
Yeah, it's really dark.
I also need to go get an Illinois license. Sam and I were just talking about that today.
Anyways, so. It was super busy, and then, like, one of the girls was, like, really wanting to, like, stay and drink, so she, because, like, the birthday girl ended up leaving, like, and there was only one girl and I that ended up waiting for Dario. She's like, "I want to do a shot." She's like, "Ask them what the cheapest shot is." I'm like, "I'm not asking them what the cheapest shot is. That's so
tacky.
Cheap."
Like, yeah, no.
Like, I think I can say, like, "Can I get a tequila shot and just, like, get the wells and mm-hmm. be okay, you know?" So, like, tequila shot, you know, and like it's like once I have one tequila soda, I'm like, you just can't be there empty-handed.
That's a song. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila,
floor.
Yeah, there's like a song about it, but yeah.
Yeah, the song is just like tequila.
No. There's like a good country song that's like something like that.
Oh yeah, it's
yeah. I'm not gonna put it in because every time I put like a real song in, then we get like
yeah, we just got like monetized on like Instagram.
Wait, what?
Like, it was like, or like it said that you're not eligible for monetization, whatever the word is, because like copyright or something.
Well, that's true on YouTube because we play that song. You play that song.
Oh.
But I don't know why Instagram. We're not even a business account on Instagram, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there's none. Anyways, going back to the main point of this story, obviously want a Taco Bell.
Obviously.
I went home early. I left at 1:30, which... For Redhead, it's an appropriate time to leave.
I'm so proud of you.
And I ordered my Taco Bell, like, on my way home. I double stopped with the girl because she also lives in Lincoln Park, so it was, like, really nice. Yeah. And so, get home and usually, like, you know, get ready for bed. Taco Bell's usually there at that point, and, like, it still hadn't left.
Taco Bell.
And I'm like, why is it picking up from a Taco Bell, like, in, like, the trenches? Like,
did I think you were still at Redhead?
Well, no, because my delivery address was my house.
Oh.
Anyways, changed my delivery driver like 3 times. I ended up going, talking to support, and I was like, I paid for priority and I have Uber One. So what is taking so long? I'm like,
I paid for priority.
I paid that $4 for priority. Oh, priority is just so that they'll like drop your food off for first. Like, no, where is my meal? Where is my meal? I'm like pissed at this point. I'm like going back and forth with customer service, like whatever. Order cancels. Guys, it's 2:45 at this point.
Aw, poor Allie.
All I wanted was Taco Bell. So then I ordered it again. And it came in like 15 minutes. I ate it super quick. And so I didn't get to bed till like 3:15. But it wasn't my fault.
I just need you to hear that sentence. I didn't get to bed till 3:15. But it wasn't my fault.
It wasn't. So I nearly just did not get enough sleep. I was not that drunk. I'm not hungover. I'm just tired.
No, yeah, because you had to get up and leave for a bridal shower at whatever time this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was dumb.
So
anyways, all of that. Here we are. You're drinking. It's fine. But you drank at the bridal shower. It's like you weren't drinking today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, at like 12:30, the only thing in my system was coffee and alcohol.
Healthy.
And a piece of chocolate.
Good decisions. Child.
But then I had like a huge meal, so it was like, great.
Do you want to do So You Think You Can Dance or Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders?
So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay. So we talked about this last week, that we were going to start watching So You Think You Can Dance, which aired a couple of months ago. So it's all done. And I actually had seen a spoiler on, because I follow So You Think You Can Dance on Instagram. Mm. But I already forgot, actually. So I remember the gender of the person who won, but I don't remember who it was. So like that works out. The fun part, I think a little bit about So You Think You Can Dance, is I've been watching it since season one. Mm-hmm. Like, I am a hardcore So You Think You Can Dance fan. I went to the tours, kind of like how you went to the Dancing with the Stars tour. Like, I went to the So You Think You Can Dance tour in high school with all my high school friends. We went to seasons 3 and 4. Season 4 is the one with Twitch. So, like, I actually saw him and then met him back afterwards, because you could, like, meet the people and take pictures with them. Yeah, it was very cool. And then Comfort, the judge, she's a judge this season. She was also on season 4, so I also met her and have a picture with her. If I can dig those up in, like, the depths of Facebook, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I love So You Think You Can Dance, and Allie's watching for the first time. And we're going to watch it one episode a week, so it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So this episode is just auditions. There wasn't really, I was impressed, but there wasn't anybody that I was like obsessed with that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm rooting for them.
Like the first guy like made me cry.
Yeah.
Because he was like from Ukraine and he was talking
about that was really
his
cool.
family, and I was like, that's so sad. And I like loved when they like just went and grabbed
that girl to dance with him. They have to highlight her when she actually does her audition, I hope.
Yeah.
Because that was awesome.
Yeah.
Talk about being able to follow a lead.
And like I think I'm like just like not really understanding, like, I think it's kind of like The Voice, right? Where they want to get like a handful of different type of vibes, right?
Yeah. The solo, the first round, the audition round, you're doing a solo in your style of choice. And so you have to not only blow them away at your style, but you have to potentially be able to do other styles.
Right, so like I guess where I'm confused is like there was that one guy, so there was the one contemporary guy that was super good that like got through.
Yeah, and the one contemporary guy that did it,
and I was like kind of shocked that he didn't, but then that like breakdancer guy did.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. The breakdancer guy was a fantastic breaker. Like, he excelled in his style, and then he also showed potential at other styles. The contemporary guy was good. He wasn't as good as the other guy. Mm-hmm. And they obviously only showed, what, like 10 people in this episode. They see hundreds of people that audition. So when they say that guy is not as good, like, as the other things they're seeing, that's what they mean. Like, they've seen other people that are better.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Okay. I get attached if there's, like, a female hip-hopper, any kind of tapper, or anybody, like, from the Chicagoland area. There was the one Chicago person, yeah, but they didn't make it.
He was so hot. He was so hot that I literally...
Allie's like, can I find him?
I literally looked him up, right? And I'm, like, trying to find him. And his name was Maximus. And I'm, like, I'm trying to find him. And I'm, like, fuck, like, I gotta go find his, like, last name. And then he had, like, two last names. So I was, like... And then I'm, like, I, like, scroll back to, like, the beginning of his dance. And it says age 18. And I'm, like...
Yeah.
Like, so, why does that always happen to me? I'm literally just gonna, like, accept my fate and not, like... I don't care anymore.
Even though mom will not hook you up with a 19-year-old working on her bathroom.
Why?
Anyways, so... Yeah. I feel like there's nothing else memorable from this episode, truthfully.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, but I'm excited for this adventure.
Me too.
Okay, continuing the dance theme, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
So good.
I told Allie last week I would watch it before we recorded. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, I had not watched it before the original recording time of Friday. Mm-hmm. And when I told her that, she was like, it's like 7 episodes. It's like one day. You can get through in one day. And I was like, coming from somebody who doesn't have a 10 month old. Like, no, yeah. I cannot. Mm-hmm. However, then this weekend, we had very little plans over the last 2 days. So over Saturday and Sunday, we were able to watch Sam watch it with me, all 7 episodes. Okay, minor interruption. We're back. Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
If you haven't watched it and you don't want to be spoiled, then don't listen to this part.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't listen to probably anything we have to say. We're going to talk about it.
Okay, so off the bat, like, my favorites were Reese. I think
oh my gosh,
so
she's
sweet.
The cutest
thing. She actually made me, like, kind of, like, lean into my faith a little
bit. Like, want to be a little religious?
I was like, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
me too, same.
You're speaking to me. I think her relationship is also so cute.
He's the cutest thing ever. They're so precious.
Yeah.
They went to Bama. You know, yeah. But they're so cute.
Yeah, she's like, and she's beautiful. Yeah.
She's so gorgeous. But she's like so sweet. She's not one of those like girls who's just like, oh, I know I'm gorgeous kind of thing.
Yeah. So. But like Victoria just like made me sad.
Yeah,
like,
it made me sad.
Her whole story like really like just made me like want to like give her a hug.
Yeah, so I have obviously, my entire like Instagram has now turned into like the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders thing. Mm-hmm. And I followed a bunch of them on Instagram.
Yeah, like Kelsey.
Yeah, I would love Kelsey. But so Victoria moved to New York City. She was like, screw this. Like, I'm going to move to New York City. She's like training to try out for the Rockettes.
I saw that.
She's like taking class and teaching class and like doing all. I love that for her.
I love that. I'm glad she decided to not go back.
Me too. And I'm glad she like got out of Dallas.
I did see the roster for 2024.
Oh, I didn't look. Is it done?
Yeah.
Because, well, in the show.
It's almost done.
Yeah, because in
the show. But right now, Kelly and Charlie made it through.
Okay. So.
I love Charlie. I was so sad.
Oh, I know. Okay, hold on. Before we get to that, the timing-wise, because in the show, it seemed like they finalized
it. Yeah, they're not done, I don't think.
Yeah, a handful of days before preseason, and we're still like 3 weeks out of preseason. So there's still a bit of time. I do overall wonder if I would have enjoyed it as much had I not had a dance background and am a Cowboys fan.
And I mean, as someone who, don't really have a dance background, like to dance, but like, you know, and then like, I wouldn't say I'm a football fan in any situation.
Yeah, but like. But you loved it.
I loved it. Okay. I loved it. Because I love just like, I don't know. It was just like very raw.
Yeah, it was. And it was almost like I wanted to know more about some of the other girls. Like, I'm like, what about the other like 30 that you didn't highlight? Like, I want to know more about them.
I'm sure they had to ask them if they wanted to be featured. And then also, I was like, why is this literally America's Next Top Model? Like, why are they doing a makeover episode? Like.
I get the makeover episode because they're like some of them.
I get the makeover, but like it's literally America's Next Top Model when they like change their look. Color.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get it. Like when you're that young, like you don't know what looks good with your skin tone or your eyes or anything.
And Kelly's so much prettier
as a brunette. No, it totally works for her. And then Charlie shocked me. Like that, I can't believe her and her gorgeous red hair did not make
it. She's beautiful.
Yeah. The other person that I started following on Instagram, Ari, is now on the Miami team. She's Ari. A Dolphins. She was the one that was too short that cut like at the very end, like right with Charlie. Like Ari. It was Ari and Charlie, yeah. And she now dances for the Dolphins.
Period.
Yeah. So she wasn't the right fit for the Cowboys with her height. I mean, the kick line is part of their routine every game. Like it didn't. I understand that. The Rockettes have a minimum height. I just wish they would have been more honest with her and been like, you're too short.
Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with your personality, with your
dancing. I just, like, hated seeing the parts where they got cut. Mm. Like, I was just like, that, like, sinking feeling in your stomach that you felt it for them. It was like, ugh.
But at the same time, I didn't, like, hate Kelly, the director Kelly.
No, I don't think I disliked them. I think it was just, like,
they're doing their job, and they're clearly doing a good job of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, versus something like Dance Moms, where you like are supposed to hate Abby, right?
No, 100%.
Like, I think you respect Kelly.
Yeah.
And what she's built.
No, I think so, yeah.
And I saw some comments somewhere where people were like, did you ever watch Making the Team?
No.
Okay, I did. But it was like reality TV on making the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like the audition episodes, but it was shot from a reality TV angle as opposed to a documentary. I definitely prefer the documentary style.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it's more, we're not trying to make them look bad. We're trying to be honest about what this process looks like. Mm-hmm. And like, who it's for and who it's not. Going through the season though, the Cowboys, this was hard as a Cowboys fan. When they were highlighting the playoff game that they lost, just like, okay, I was having fun and now I'm not. And now I'm sad because this sucked, because it sucked in real time. And it sucked to relive that.
And you don't realize like how it affects them as well.
Right, you don't know when your last home game is gonna be, because like the Cowboys didn't know they were gonna have a home playoff game until that last game, which they talked about. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you don't know, is this our last game? And the fact that that was their last game, like for someone like Kelsey, like that sucked. Like that was an awful game.
Yeah.
And when they were all talking about like their Super Bowl hopes and how like the momentum, I was like, oh, it sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked, for
it
sure.
It was so good though. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. I've seen though mixed information on how much they make.
Yeah. Because, like, it seems like definitely not enough to live off of it. Because pretty much all of them have second jobs.
Yeah. And so, yes. Especially when you're somebody that's paying to dye your hair and all that makeup and get your nails done and, like, upkeep as a female, that is expensive. If you didn't care about any of that stuff and you didn't care necessarily about your apartment, like maybe you could live off of what they make. But again, I've seen mixed information when I tried to like look it up on whether they could actually live off of it. But my other thought was, I think some of them have other jobs to have something when they're done. I mean, it's only 5 years max. So like you can't just like not have a job and then have some experience. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, though, like with how much effort and like time it does take, like those girls are like working all day and then going to practice till midnight and then working all day.
It's exhausting.
So I do feel like some of it has to be like the income.
Oh, that they have a second job. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, highly recommend. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Apparently, even if you do not have a dance background or are a Cowboys fan. Yeah. I think I would have watched it if it was any team, but I did get lots of, like, chills when you see, like, the stadium and when Emmitt Smith came to talk to them and just all these things that were really cool to see, like, as a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
So, but I think I would have enjoyed it. I would love for them to maybe do other teams, but then is it the same? Because nothing is the Dallas
like
Cowboys.
Like that's, like, so intense compared to, like, others.
Yeah. Sam watched it with me and he was like, so are they just like the Rockettes of the South?
Yeah, but for a sport.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that I saw, I did see Long Legs that was in the movie theater, or that's still in theaters. Oof. Yeah, we don't need to dive into it, but I did see it. It's a horror movie that came out. It was supposed to be like the horror movie of the year, I suppose.
Wait, I have one more thing on the Dallas Cowboys. Sorry, I just pulled up my notes. The quote from the end that she said, I don't even remember who said it now. Don't be so busy being camera ready that you're not heart ready.
Oh,
I love that. Anyway, okay, sorry.
Cute.
Yeah, Long Legs. Allie tried to explain it to me. No, thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Okay, well, that's not bad. Mm-hmm.
I was entertained.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, I love that for you.
Thanks.
That's it. That was on my list. Did we have anybody submit anything?
Well, I had...
Oh, you have stuff on your list first. Hold on. Definitely said this was going to be a short episode.
Oh, no. But, like, Joe Biden dropping out of the election.
Yeah, do we want to get into politics?
I mean, I don't want to, but, like, that's crazy. No, we can just move on.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that literally happened an hour ago from the recording. So, like, I feel like I haven't had time to, like, process,
digest,
or like read about what it means for different things. Like I don't know what, but all I have to say is I have to imagine that the Democratic Party was expecting this in some regards, so I'm assuming / hoping that they have a plan. I'd like to keep my reproductive rights.
Kamala Harris. How do you say her name?
Kamala.
She's the ticket.
I don't think she is automatically the ticket. That's what I mean.
No, she was announced like as like look.
No, he endorses her. She has not been nominated.
Oh.
I guess we are slightly going into this. The nominee is not picked until the national convention.
Guys, I don't know anything about politics. Yeah. I'm moving on. Okay.
Well, let me really quickly educate you on this piece.
Okay.
The nominee is not chosen until the national convention. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Republican National Convention was last week. Trump was officially nominated by the Republican Party to be their candidate. Mm,
okay.
The Democratic National Convention is here, actually. Gonna definitely fuck up our security, like our roads and traffic and all kinds of shit.
Oh, trust me, I know.
When it's here. Weddings. Oh, I'm sure. It's during the week.
I'll be in Italy though, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah, you will be. Yeah, it's the week you're in Italy. So that is when it will be officially official. Otherwise, it's not official.
Okay, makes sense.
He wasn't technically even official until that event, even though it was like assumed. Mm-hmm. Because when you are the sitting president, like, you are the nominee, but it will, it is not official until that event. So anyway, okay, let's not talk about that, except that you, I would highly, 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 I don't like to use the word should, but I do believe every American should exercise their right to vote.
Yes.
Go vote. Educate yourself and vote. The end.
Woo. Okay. One's a question and one's kind of like a discussion. So someone asks, would you interview another sister pair that are 10 years apart?
Yes. I don't know who submitted that because I didn't look at this, but one of my business coaches is like the me in a relationship. Oh, it's not her. And I don't know if that person was saying for themselves or my, I have two sets like that I know like this. Mm-hmm. One of my business coaches is the me and she has a sister that's 8 years younger. And then my best friend Jessie is the you. Her sister is 8 years older. If we could figure out the technology and the Zoom functionality I would love
we should totally do that.
And maybe those, you know how we talked about the interview ones could be good fillers for when we're out of town? Mm-hmm. Those could work because then if we did them via Zoom, you and I don't have to be together either. I could be here, you could be at home, and we could have the two sisters.
Yeah.
So maybe we try to start figuring that out. I'll add that to my list of like special podcast projects.
Yeah.
We want to. So if you are the people, let us know. Again, I already know of two sets that we can reach out to, but we're happy to.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Yeah, I agree.
What was the other thing?
The other thing was summer faves. So, is there anything like...
I don't remember if I said this last week because I was still kind of all over the place, but to me, I feel like summer just started.
Yeah.
Because June was just kind of like, we had so many commitments and so many things going on, and then we were out of town for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When we got back, to me, that was like, summer is here. Like, mm-hmm. summer has finally started. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't really necessarily have any favorites yet.
I feel like Aperol Spritz is my current summer fave. Because, it's just, like, my drink of the summer right now.
I like
it. Yeah. Honestly, whatever these press-on nails are from Target, our nail place has been closed. So, I left mine really long last time, so they all broke basically. So I ripped them all off and then bought these press on nails, and they've literally lasted me like a couple days, which is just like crazy. I feel like
they should last at least a couple days. So it's not blowing my mind. I'm still indifferent on the ones that I tried, but I'm excited for the nail place to open back up this week.
Me too.
I'm very excited to just go get a manicure.
Yeah.
We'll see. I have my nails painted white right now. I may just do white on Thursday.
Yeah.
My appointment.
I have no idea.
I like the idea of talking about favorites, but I feel like we need specific categories, not just like general favorites. Like when I do a favorites video on my YouTube channel once a quarter, but I do it like things around my house that I'm loving and like things I use on a daily basis. And sometimes it's habits, sometimes it's objects. And I like bounce around and I'm like, this is my favorite and this is my favorite. And I usually do it like the first month of the quarter. So it will be in like September. So I haven't actually thought about it in a while, but I used to do categories where it was like favorite.
Yeah, that would be easier.
Yeah. Maybe next week I can like pull those up and we can go through them.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. That was it.
Okay. All right. You know what? I feel like that's good.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like it's Sunday and we need to get ready for the week, although we may go take a quick shopping trip. And then it's House of Dragon night, which I'm so excited about.
It's Love Island finale night.
Oh my God. Let us know. Which one are you? Team Dragon, Team Love Island, Team
None of the Above? Couldn't be more different.
So, that's very true.
I voted for Nicole and Kendall. I'm hoping they win. So putting that in the air.
Mm-mm. I voted for Team Black. I'm hoping they win, but it won't be over tonight. So.
Okay, we gotta go. Cheers.
Bye. Lum. Love. Yum. Look. I was trying to say love and yum at the same time.
Okay. Don't want to say where she lives. Back up. It's when you like drink.
Just the champagne
and it's just like fizzing in your nose and you're like.
Oh, let's not go there. Oh, remember when we were going to chug?
I did.